Pretty face on a caribou hunt, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Regular guest Randy King talks about unusual circumstances surrounding an Alaskan caribou hunt.
Recently, I went up to Alaska, and I was in hot pursuit of some caribou. It's kind of fun. We had a guy ready to go with us who literally, you know, you had that saying, break a leg, literally broke his leg about 3 weeks before we decided to go up there. So we had to emergency call in a favor from a cousin of mine, and she decided she was going to go. So where we went was, it's called the Hall Road or the Dalton Highway up in Alaska, and it's kind of the poor man's caribou hunt. And if you want to talk about desolate and just expansive, it was unbelievable the amount of country that we've seen. We got to see muskox, got to see caribou, grizzly bears, ended up harvesting a caribou. That was one of the highlights, definitely. And then as we're sitting there, kind of the funniest thing that happened is we're sitting there, we got the meat back in camp, and we're kind of getting our mojo up to pack all the meat out. We hear a boat go by, and my cousin runs down to the river and gives him a nice smile. She's a pretty gal, and flags the boat over, and the guy driving gives us a ride back just because she was nice to him. It was an amazing. So it turned out that the guy with the broken leg ended up helping us out more than we thought he would by letting my pretty cousin go along. It was kind of nice that way.
Isn't it amazing? That's the same old story, no matter whether you're in a bar room or you're in the wilds of Alaska. A pretty girl demands a lot of attention.
It does, up there especially. She smiled, and I mean, that boat stopped on a dime. It was incredible.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.